It seems as though stories can devolve into step-by-steps, or they can evolve into songs. And step-by-steps are useful when you need a routine to follow. But most people, they seem to settle into the routine of life and just put one step in front of the other. They take life one step at a time, one day at a time. And I don't think we came here to live a step-by-step process. I get that they're needed. There's a step-by-step process to producing the podcast. But the podcast in and of itself is a story that becomes a song. Or is it a story expressing a song? Anyway, my name is Mr. 2020. You are listening to the Free Neville Goddard podcast. And from what I can tell, you came here to sing a song, to dance a dance. And like everyone here, you pretty much probably have fallen into routines, one step at a time. And there is step by step in this thing we call reality, morning, afternoon, evening, and night, spring, summer, fall, winter. Hit the button, speak, hit another button, save, and some more step by step to get it out there. But you don't listen to the podcast because I do step by step. Step by step is part of the process of making it happen. But I suspect the reason you listen to the podcast is because there is a song being sung here, as there's a story being shared with a little bit of step by step. But here's the thing. Here's the trap. Most people repeat the same story day in, day out, or there's elements of their story they just want to change. I repeat the same steps pretty much every day. I do a podcast, I go to the pool, I eat lunch, I have coffee in the morning with butter in it. I play with my puppies, I chase my wife around the house and in the garden. I drive my BMW, some days a little aggressively, just to have a little bit of fun. You know, I'll leave it in third gear when I should go to fourth. Ooh, right? Ooh-ah. But I seem to digress, and I invite you to as well, because life is more than step-by-step. Like I said, of course, we've got morning, afternoon, evening, and night, and it's the sun just came up here. Before the sun came up, the songbirds sang their song of Thanksgiving. My mentors would say that song is a song of Thanksgiving, and that's why the sun shows up. All I can tell you is when I come home from the pool, my puppies dance. So does my darling. And that really makes, well, I don't know, it doesn't make coming home. It doesn't make me look forward to coming home, but I look forward to coming home because there's a dance being danced and a song being sung. And we're not just going through the step by step of I'm home, eat food, take nap, get up, do shit, go smoke cigar. Arg. I'm not into getting through the day. It's like, I can't wait to get off the dance floor. Right? Some people are like that. They can't wait to get off the dance floor and watch from the sidelines. At least that's how it appears, isn't it? So there's a story that you got. Maybe you want the entire story to change. Maybe you just want to change a few chapters or a few paragraphs. And that's all right. We came here with hungers. And the hungers show up spontaneously and instantaneously, don't they? Because Neville Goddard said, the moment a desire is upon you, that is the time to experience it in its richness, to surrender to it, to move into its assumption. Not to think about it. You see, if you think about it too much, you'll start getting into the step-by-steps, the how's it going to happen, who's it going to be, and you'll get into the step-by-step of your entire life. This is who I've been. That means that's what's going to happen tomorrow. So your story Well, there's a song that's being sung. It's called A Desire. And if you keep stepping that down, you'll make a story about it that isn't all that good, and that story will have a lot of step-by-step in it, and sooner or later you won't feel the song anymore. You won't be able to surrender to the song that you can't hear to dance to. You see, the solution is not more endless step-by-steps. We need some. I teach some. Why not? They work. There's a step-by-step to putting out the podcast. There's some step-by-steps that come to feeling it real. But you'll notice I don't add in a lot of extra step-by-steps. Mine are pretty simple. Neville's were pretty simple. And you can explore them forever. But I invite you to explore the song of you with us. To explore what other songs are there that you probably forgot exist. Because at the end of the day, there's the story of your life. And if you start surrendering to the songs being sung in the background, you get to be the lead singer. You get to be the pilot, not the passenger. You get to discover why we keep saying play is the way. Because you came here to play. You think about it. As a little baby, you learned how to walk before you could stand. You were playing with your arms and your legs, and yeah, it feels good. You learned how to speak without knowing a language. Now people, most people, a lot of people, some people, they defend everything they say. They stand by their word. Right? This is the way it's always been. Words have power. No, they don't. You have power. And you can't express it with words. Or symbols. Or blinks. Or guttural noises. Or a deep breath. Anyway, I invite you to join the tango of us. My name is Mr. 2020. If you find what we do entertaining, and if you want to entertain more possibilities, because what if life was all about entertaining possibilities instead of settling for probabilities? I'm 58. Hoo-ha. Meanwhile, oh my God. That's all I gotta say. So, the song and the dance of you, the song that you came here to sing, the dance that you came here to dance. The story of your life. Don't settle for it devolving into a step-by-step. Dial it up so you can start singing your song again. So now, you know what I'm going to do, right? After the silent bit, I'm going to invite you to join Remarkable.com. But notice what part of you says yes to that. Or yeah, you know what? I'm getting gold from the podcast. More gold, please. Cool. See you inside. And notice what part of you says, oh, no, right? I've had all the fun I can stand. Time to settle into some step-by-step and structure and war. All right, let's imagine up something yummy. Let's imagine you singing your song, dancing your dance, as we go into the silence. All right, join Remarkable.com. There's the crass commercial. Because if you want to dance with us, that's probably the easiest and most affordable way to dance with us on a routine basis. You get over, right now you get about $1,500 worth of goodies. In Remarkable, those are the bonuses. And you get the Facebook group and all that good stuff, the ongoing monthly calls. We do ask for a 12-month commitment because we don't want tire kickers. Yeah, I think I might try to change my life. Right, anyway. We're dancing a long-term dance here, gang. All of us are. Some people, well, they're not, let's be honest. They've settled for long-term, step-by-step, one day at a time, putting in my time till you die. Or your dreams die. Your dreams will probably die first. That's what happens with most people. But I seem to digress. So one day, You know, it all started with some plants and pots. And we had a lot of plants in a lot of pots. And plants and pots are just plants and pots. Until one day, a garden is born. You build some soil, you dig some holes, you water, you sculpt. Sometimes you even prune a little bit. But most people, they go through their life with the isolation of being plants and pots. And we're inviting you into the garden. My name is Mr. 2020. You are listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. Sharing is caring. If you want to share it, if you want to leave a comment, I would greatly appreciate that. And if you want to dive deeper, join Remarkable.com. See ya.